Alan Kring Productions, in association with Emergent Light Studio, presents the Illinois State Collegiate Compendium, Academic Lectures in Business and Economics. This is Business Finance, FIL 240, Section 5, for Autumn Semester 2017. Lecture 25, delivered on December 5, 2017. The title of this lecture is Funding Allocation and Optimal Capital Structure.
Tonight, the last lecture of the semester, we review on Thursday night. Tonight's lecture is Funding and Optimal Capital Structure. Funding and optimal capital structure. Now, I will remind you that optimal capital structure is the lowest weighted average cost of capital that you can achieve with your debt-to-equity combination. So, as you recall, the weighted average cost of capital on the vertical axis and the percent of debt in your capital structure. Now, obviously, one minus that would be your percent of equity. And you'll recall that if I have zero debt in my optimal capital structure, in my capital structure, then the cost, the weighted average cost of capital, is nothing but the cost of equity. Now, you'll recall that equity is more expensive than debt because equity essentially has a residual claim. Debt has the prior claim, and debt is also the interest expense on debt is tax deductible. So as you add debt to the capital structure at the expense of equity, you will have a lowering of your weighted average cost of capital. Now, this will go on for some time, and until there comes a point where you the company has gotten so much debt that the cost of the debt, the lenders, what they want you to pay back in interest, in coupon or whatever, begins to get a little bit higher. And eventually, it will get to the point where the cost of debt will no longer be dropping the weighted average cost of capital curve. We'll start having to go back up again. Somewhere in here is your 100% line for debt. Now, the thing is that this curve is company dependent and industry dependent to some extent. But the low point right here is your optimal capital structure. The place, the combination of debt and equity that minimizes the weighted average cost of capital, your optimal capital structure. And companies will go to great effort to find their optimal capital structure, and then they must maintain it. Now, one thing that can happen, as I had mentioned before, is that as a company gathers earnings net of dividends and pays down its debts, that would tend to naturally move their position this way. So there has to be this effort to maintain the optimal capital structure. On the other hand, a company that acquires debt after debt after debt is going to drift this way, off the optimal capital structure. So there have to be mechanisms in place to hold the debt-to-equity ratio at the optimal level. Now comes the part about funding capital projects. When you fund capital projects, you have to decide, first of all, is it a go or a no-go, and how do we pay for the project? Let's say that we have a company that has an optimal capital structure that's 25% debt and 75% equity. Now comes a demonstration. Real problems for real people. I have here tonight esteemed students, one of whom is an equity financer. He'll sell my stock if I need it. First, I'm going to burn through my earnings net of dividends, and then if I need to, I'll have him take care of selling stock. But not one way or the other, he handles the equity. Oh, there, yeah, oh, sorry. Hold up your equity sign, show the fans that that is equity right there. And then I have a gentleman, if I need to borrow money, he is a lender. He will provide me with debt financing. And I have a capital project that I have to fund. And with that, I must ask that you suffer me several minutes to get ready for this capital project. Gentlemen, bear with me. Farmer. There are ear loops here. There's one of them, and the other one is over here somewhere. I don't see it. You see it? Yes. And there's even a, no, off in your face, on your face, okay? Yeah. No. Ear loops.
Oh, okay. Another one.
Yes.
Right next to
there you go, brother.
Oh.
Good. Now get it up there on your face. Okay. Horse head. Okay, bear with me now. Hang on. Wait. Yeah, I can go ahead and put it on, but wait. This is a farmer, and he needs capital funding for a project. No, he's not buying a combine. No, he is not building a barn. He needs to buy a couple of horses. So we need to talk about how he's going to pay for it. All the way over. That's right, two horses. And the two of those horses are going to cost him $1. I'm blacking out. Okay. Now you have a dollar, don't you? You can pay for it. You can lend him the money. But that would blow the capital the optimal capital structure. He has to fund it 75% equity and 25% debt. Every project has to be on the optimal capital structure point. So, you'd have the money to give him a whole dollar, right? But you're not going to do that. So, farmer, you're going to get 25 cents from him, and you're going to get 75 cents from him. And so now you buy that horse for 75 cents, and you buy this horse for the remainder. And he has achieved his goal of maintaining the optimal capital structure of the firm by the way he did it. And there's only one last question remaining. Why did he cost 75 cents and I cost only 25 cents? Do you know why, sir? Because I am a quarter horse. That's all I have for you tonight. I thank you.